Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. I'm going to read just a little bit more than 27. But let's go ahead and get in the word. Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up under the faith that was to come, that was to come would be revealed. So the law was our guardian until Christ came that we might be justified by faith. That means made right by faith. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under guardian, so that in Christ Jesus, we are children. You are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor there's no male or female there, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that we've clothed ourselves in righteousness as we've been baptized and just a part of the family of God. I just thank you for what you're going to do here this evening. I ask that you would open our minds, open our hearts, that you would make it plain and that we would decide to follow you, that we would make the choice to follow you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. So water baptism, what is it? When you think of baptism, what comes to mind? What is baptism to you? I'll go ahead and give you cues when to put it up. You can leave it up. Anyone want to, what is baptism? James? He said an open display of publicly declaring we're following Jesus. That's awesome. Anybody else have any other, that is true? Anything else to say about baptism? Dying. Yeah, the old man is being buried. That's good. Go ahead, sister. There you go. Leaving the past behind. Absolutely. So baptism, you can go ahead and put the first slide. What is it? Very simple. It simply means, baptize in the English form is of a Greek word, which means to immerse. So to place something into something else. Isn't that heavy? Because we're placed in the water, but in the supernatural, to place our lives into something else, into the hands of Christ. I love that. So that's what baptize means. Water baptism is a sign of repentance, which means a change so drastic that the old person is buried. Come on, somebody. Alone, it does not make us acceptable to God as the work of righteousness, trying to obtain a good standing with God. It's worthless, but it's a statement. We're burying the old person, just like he said. The believer is put completely underwater and then immediately raised out of the water. Now, there's no power in the water. The power is in the proclamation. The power is in what we're doing, but there's no power in the water. Water baptism is symbolic. It's symbolic of the burial. Like he said, a public declaration that we've died and are now beginning a new life with Christ. So water baptism is a statement of faith. My old life is behind me. I'm a new person with a new life. Now, if you can go ahead and turn the screen, water baptism is also a way of giving testimony to what's happened inwardly and a clear commitment to turn from the old life. See, what we desire as believers in the body of Christ, we desire that we would be people that say, I have decided, I've decided to follow Christ with my whole life. Now, I remember when I got baptized, the first time I got baptized was 1997. I got baptized, I came to the Lord, I believed, I had a process of coming to because I felt like I had to be perfect before I could walk into a church. I wasn't raised in church. And so I got baptized. And then after, I really didn't understand. I did go through a class, but honestly, I didn't retain much. I just knew I was down for the Lord. And then I got baptized again 1 year later because I fell into a lot of things after that. I was still faithfully at church, but I was going through a lot of things. And then I did it again. And then I wanted to do it, you know, then life wasn't perfect after that. So the next time they were doing baptisms, I was like, can I do them again? And my pastor said, why? You already got baptized. No, there's no need to do it again. And so I remember I had a misconception that every time I got baptized, for me personally, it was like a cleansing, like a cleansing of my conscience, you know, that, okay, God, I'm going to do it better this time. But as we're just going to look in a little bit deeper, very simple though, it's really a proclamation that I'm all in. Now, I might not be perfect. I might have some things. There might be some issues in my heart or in my life, but I'm not trying to drag them with me. God, I want you to make it undesirable. I'm no reserve. I want to serve you. I want to serve you with all my life. Not like, you know, I want to serve you and have my cake and eat it too. No, I want to serve you. And if you ask me to give up things, I got an open hand policy. I'm going to give it up because God, I just want you. And see, my heart was really in that condition. I would just stumble. So, you know, I came to a place of understanding that it's a proclamation of my faith, but that it's also an intentional, not to say you can't get baptized again, but I think when you first walk into it with a clear understanding, then it kind of changes the way you live. And I think that it's actually an encouragement. We'll go ahead and go forward. You can go to the next slide. Water baptism's for our benefit. It's for our benefit. And I'll tell you why. It paints an image in our minds that the old is passed away and the new has come. And like we put here, it's water baptism's outward demonstration of what happened on the inside helps us to grasp the reality of spiritual truth that the old you has died. You know, whenever I get upset or I've gone through things, and if you've heard me in conversation, I'll even say, that woman's dead. I'd like to get upset, but she's dead. I don't even like seeing traces of the old me because she's unattractive, because she doesn't please God, right? Because I wasn't raised in Christianity. I was raised a very different way. And the old us has got to die. There's nothing beautiful about that old, wretched, come on, somebody. I know, at least in my life, I got nothing to boast about. It's only as important as we believe it to be. See, it's getting baptized, my confession, it's a public commitment. Unless the person really believes that they have died with Christ, my desires and my want-tos and just all that, you know, fight, there's no need for a burial. That's something to think about. Then there's no need for burial. It's not something we have to do to impress God, but something to impress upon our mind that has happened to us inwardly. It's for our benefit, not for God's. So it's a clean break with our past. It's making a clean break with our past. Because for me, it's a public proclamation. See, I had a certain testimony in the world. So I remember when I first got baptized, it was kind of big for me to come out and say, I represent Christ. It was a big deal. So for me, I did take it serious. And after a little while, I got it. After a little while, I started realizing that I didn't want to be a stumbling block to the people who were now looking at me. So it's a big deal to step out. For some of us, maybe, you know, it's our family. We may not have a bad testimony with our family, but I was like a black sheep, not only with my family, but with the crowd of people. So for me to serve Jesus, for me to profess that name, for me to walk differently and go to church was like, it was just night and day from the life and the crowd I was used to. So it's a clean break with our past, right? We're baptized in water. In effect, we're saying goodbye to the old life, and we're saying hello to a new creation who's in Christ Jesus. You know, because of that death, we are made free from our old master, the devil. Come on. And now we have a new master, the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Bible says we're going to serve somebody. The Bible says we're either going to serve the Lord or mammon. Mammon is a spirit. It's also reference for the devil. That's what it says. So we can say, oh, I'm not serving nobody, I'm just serving me. The word of God is true. We're going to serve somebody. A major benefit to the believer is the clean break that water baptism makes with our past. When the devil brings temptations, when he brings accusations, then we can, concerning our old life, then we can reply, that person is dead and gone, buried. I'm not who I used to be. Devil, get behind me. I'm not that person. I'm not going to rise up and do what you're putting in my mind to do. That's not me. See, because I have decided that I'm going to follow Christ. I have decided that I'm going to follow Jesus. And see, that's a personal thing. A lot of times the battle is so personal. It's not in front of our brothers and our sisters and our spouses and everybody else. It's when we're all alone and we're getting you know, a Bible study from the enemy, that we have to remind ourselves and be encouraged. I have decided I'm not who I used to be. Come on. Because those temptations come so subtle. And all of a sudden, the urge to go and do something, or we're, we can't help what comes at us, but we're in control and we're responsible for our response. So if someone lashes out at us, that doesn't give us the right to just lash out, lose all that we were, and just like, I'm going to let you know, right? Or just start throwing blows. Why not? Because we are a new creation in Christ. He's changed us, right? And it's kind of that self-talk is what I'm talking about, because the enemy comes in to remind you, ain't, look at you, you failed again, and all that garbage. And that's the devil, and that's the battle we have to fight alone many times. No, I am a new creation in Christ. So for me, water baptism, it's like an imprint on our minds. I've made the change. I don't just physically go to church. I'm not just, I'm not just warming up a seat. Come on, somebody. I am a new creation in Christ. We may not even understand all that God has for us yet. I remember it took me many years to really understand who I was, my identity in Christ. But now, after learning, a lot of us don't have to go through the pitfalls that the rest of us had to go through, because we can help coach you through. Okay? After learning, listen, I know that I can fight. I don't have to be some perfect saint that never makes a mistake, because nobody was like that except Jesus. But I do have to be repentant. I do have to intentionally fight that battle in my mind and say, no, not so. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen? And it's a personal thing, right? It's a personal thing with God. So whenever the enemy brings accusations, we're able to come at him with, you know, just the truth. I'm not the same. Baptism is a point of separation. It's dividing the old from the new. The past is dead and gone. It's drawing a clear line between the old life and the new life, graphically imprinted in the mind of the believer. Now, real quick, I want to look at Jesus' baptism. Why was Jesus baptized in water? Anybody? No wrong answers. But why was Jesus baptized in water? So it was an example, I don't know if you could hear Brother Kenny, to do what he did, because he didn't need to be baptized, but it was for us to be able to follow an example. He was and is our pattern. And in a sense, he was at that point dying to his past life. See, from that point, his first allegiance would no longer be to earthly relatives. Mark 3, 31, 35, it's up there. Who is my mother or my brothers? Jesus would no longer be a carpenter. He was beginning his public ministry. Now, that's a heavy point, and that's something I'm not going to veer off right now, but that's a heavy understanding for us to go into the Bible and even look at when you have questions about that. Because I remember thinking, wait a minute. You know, that whole point of, you know, who his earthly relatives were and cutting that off, to me, that was like, wait, hold up. You know, I love my mom. I didn't understand it. I don't know if any of you, you know, are where I was, but that's how I was. I didn't get it. But that would be taking it completely out of context. Jesus was making a public proclamation. He was beginning his ministry. And also his will was to do the will of the Father. He was on a mission. And so there's a lot more to that. But Jesus was declaring that he was dead to any selfishness. Come on, somebody. Does selfishness get in the way of your day? It gets in the way of my day. It can get in the way of my marriage, even my parenting. Selfishness. We don't even realize how much it comes in, but he was dead to any selfishness and existed solely to do the will of the Father. Solely to do the will of God. And so what we're doing is being intentional with baptism. I just want us to understand what we're doing. It's not like, oh good, the church is baptized and let's all do it. It's a you know, a cognitive or a choice that we understand, that we know what we're doing. I want to get baptized because I am proclaiming to the world that I follow Jesus. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I've only got about 5 more minutes, but it's a public proclamation. So how does baptism preach a message? Anybody, how does baptism preach a message? Because it does. Anybody? It's a picture sermon because it illustrates the central message of the gospel. Water baptism should be a tool for teaching and evangelizing. Okay, he got it up. It pictures the most fundamental truths of the gospel, the burial and resurrection of Christ and of the believer in union with him. By being baptized, we demonstrate to the world our ID with the crucified and risen Christ. So all of that, okay, what we want to do is be a church that really lives for Christ, right? If in order to live for him, we have to die to our selfish ways. And that's the whole message of the gospel. He died for us that we could live, sinners that were still in sin. He died for us. And so for us, our lifestyle, whether you get water baptized or not, to be a Christian, the Bible only mentions Christian 3 times, but the word disciple many times is how they refer to the Christians. And to be a disciple is to be one that learns and is a student of Jesus, of the Holy Spirit, learning to die to ourselves, dying to our will and all of that. Now, none of us come in, you know, some of us might have a heavy spiritual resume ready to pull out and boom, 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 I was raised like this and I got scriptures, you know, I'm packing, whatever. But a lot of us, like me, I didn't know much about church. I really didn't know much about the gospel. I didn't understand a lot about his grace. I never experienced grace really in the world. So for me, I wanted to follow him for reals. Everything in me was real, was sincere. But there was a lot of things to work out. I had to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. Nonetheless, I was not perfect, but I had decided to follow Christ. I had decided to follow Jesus. And that's our heart's desire, is that within our church, we decide to follow Jesus. And that we would just start letting him release the things, the weights and the sins that easily entangle us. Where we can identify the sins easily, but sometimes the weights, we're like, this is good, you know, but it's holding us back. Listen, Jesus accepts us as we are. And we just want us to be a church. We're part of a big body of Christ. There's billions of people, amen? There's millions upon millions of Christians. And we want to be Christians that are really trying to live out that word. We don't. Let's not stop, but let's draw a line in the sand and let's say no more. I'm going to follow Jesus. And everyone's going to know it, not because I speak, but because they watch my lifestyle. That's heavy. When people can watch our demeanor and our kindness and our generosity and our intentional love and our intentional selflessness without us having to preach at them or shove it down their throats, that's when the gospel message becomes real and we become the hands and the feet of Jesus. And so that's our heart's desire. So with baptism, it takes a coming to a decision that I have decided. I have decided to follow Jesus. The world behind me, the cross before me, I have decided to follow Jesus.